downtown Cape Girardeau. It is Podzilla After Dark, Nostalgic November, the last episode. Also, our Thanksgiving Day special, all wrapped into one. So glad you know what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that you guys are here with us tonight because we, as a group, are here.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Now.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time, Allie. Every fucking time. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, is the man of the hour who's got all the power, never sour, Jesse Kimball.
The damn thing broke.
Hamburgo. Damburgo. No, nobody knows that. Okay.
I don't
know. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And the big liar, Allie Hebert.
I'm not the liar. You are the liar.
So, controversial topic. Allie posted earlier that she doesn't think Baby Yoda is that cute.
I didn't post it. Right. I think Baby Yoda is adorable.
Excuse me.
And I love him.
Excuse me. Yes or no answers, please. Was it posted on your Facebook that
you
didn't think Baby Yoda was that cute? Yes or no?
You were taking things out of context.
So it was out of context that you said that Baby Yoda. Was it posted to your Facebook? Yes or no?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Shannon, when did you switch parties?
I'm doing my best Jim Jordan. Of course, tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark, as always, is brought to you by NOS GT Grape, the only energy drink for Mr. 100.
You're really hoping for that endorsement, aren't you?
That would be the best thing, but I'm sure they've listened to this episode and they were like, no, we like Baby Yoda. We can't be associated with a show where one of them doesn't think it's like you.
We just got to follow up with a hashtag not an actual sponsor.
Hey, my hot chocolate sat long enough. It has flavor again.
Hey.
Shout out to kids down here in Cape Girardeau for being okay.
I mean, my things were great. Okay, now that's not true. The popcorn was
Say, don't lie. Would you lie to me?
The popcorn usually is pretty good. The birthday cake popcorn, y'all, I do not recommend it. Their caramel popcorn, though, on point.
On point? It's on fleek?
Yeah, that's that. There, because I've had you try the caramel popcorn before.
I think so,
you enjoyed it quite a bit.
I am a connoisseur of popcorn, especially when it comes to the like special flavors. I love them, but only if they're done well. You know what I mean? Like caramel popcorn is just amazing. Everyone knows that. Kettle corn also really good.
Like if I get some
corn.
Every year, like that's one of the things that I miss about working in the mall. Every year,
that guy
set
front.
Up, out front with his cart selling kettle corn. And that stuff was so good that I could smell it from GameStop inside the mall. And every time I smell, like, ooh, the popcorn's ready. I'll be right back, y'all.
I'm going to take my break.
It must be holiday time. Speaking of GameStop, by the way, if you, if you'd like to hear about a thing that happened with GameStop that directly involves us, because apparently GameStop is well aware of our show. And they're well aware of the shows that we did about them. We talked about it on the pre-show. It's a hot ticket item. We can't say it here. I feel like I'm Mean Gene in the old WCW like ads for his phone line. $1 gets you access to the pre-shows. You can hear us talk about this GameStop thing. That's all I got to say about it. Legally, that's probably all I can say because the patrons I know are all legit people. I don't know how many of you guys are snitches. One of you might be a GameStop snitch. Legitimately, there might be spies.
That's true. That's patreon.com/podzilla1985. Yes, GameStop snitch. We welcome your cash.
Yeah. Pay the dollar. Find out what we said about your company. Yep. And I don't think you're going to like it.
Also, there are two shows on patreon.com/podzilla1985 that are free. You can sample these pre-shows. Also, this week's Nerd Up pre-show, longer than Nerd Up.
That's sad.
Yeah,
I almost feel like you should have released the pre-show as the show.
Yes. But there was all sorts of swearing and everything. Yeah, no, the pre-show was normal. Like, it was
you
the 15 minutes.
You just record a warning and...
You just go through it and bleep out all the cursing, you know?
That would take him as long as it would have taken to record.
Well, not if he only records a five-minute show again. So...
No, I've got a new laptop. It's not really new, but I have a laptop that's going to work.
Okay. I was going to ask you, so... If you listen to Nerd Up on Monday, which I'm surprised we even posted what you posted. Like, I'm glad you did.
We thought it was funny.
I'm glad you did. But I want to know how it went down. So did you, like, record the episode and then at some point realize it stopped? How far did you get?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Like, it popped up immediately. Like, so we got, like, a little bit into the show.
Okay.
And then it popped up the air. Like, the first run, we got, like, I got through the introductions, basically. Mm. And I was like, man, like, it's early enough. I'm not even going to worry about trying to pick up where we left off. Let's just restart. So we restarted at the beginning. It made it to 2:45. Like, I rebooted the computer and everything, made sure there's no, extra programs running in the background, all that other stuff, because it's a CPU issue.
Right.
Like, apparently, that was Audacity. Like, I had switched to that because I thought maybe it was more lightweight and maybe that would help. It wasn't. It crashed so much sooner than Reaper ever did.
Still no problems over on my end.
No, I know. It's because my laptop's a piece of shit. Like, I'm not trying to dog Audacity.
Like, well, fuck them. They don't sponsor us either.
That's true.
Put them on the map. But you paid for Reaper.
I do. Well, we paid once for Reaper. It's a one-time license. Anyway, point is, I got 2 minutes, 45 seconds into the show, something like that. And I get up and like the error message pops up again for Audacity saying that like the CPU is no longer available for recording. We've got your drop stuff here and there's nothing there. And I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine.
I guess it's better than the alternative,
cool
though.
Story, bro.
What all right, like thanks Spotify, or thanks Audacity.
What I thought happened was you recorded and you guys like an hour, and then you looked and saw that it hadn't recorded, and you were just like pissed. That's what I thought happened.
No, I
guess it's better.
If that were the case, then the rage that you guys heard in what I posted would have been legitimate.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
So you confirm it now? It's a work.
It was a work.
That's all right. Because I wonder how many people heard that and was just like, ooh.
I know of at least two. I did it so well, I fooled the two people recording with me. but yeah, because it was like what we did. Yeah, sorry, folks. It was a work. Like, after it crashed, Asa had the idea to do what we did. And we executed, and it went well.
It was fun. It was a fun time.
It was a good time, and I think that was an appropriate, like, hey guys, so this is what happened. Like, we are not skipping the show on purpose. It was very much some technical woes that, again, in the future should be taken care of. I have another laptop that will work.
Good. Troubles are over. Happy days are back.
Until Dalton jinxes it,
we never have to worry about anything again. Motherfucker of the week, Jesse.
Dell.
Jenny Bosco.
Okay, we all got one then. Let's go piece by piece. Jesse, Dell.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
for reasons just stated.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that laptop that I have that's a piece of shit is a Dell. It was a Black Friday deal that I got after the fact. I didn't go out on Black Friday and get it. It had been returned, so I got the open box super sale on it. And I had a hookup at Best Buy that got me an insanely low price on this laptop. And I thought it was a great deal. It was an i5 processor, has a touch screen, had a 1 terabyte hard drive, 8 gig RAM. Everything seemed perfect. Everything was not perfect.
Is it the most disappointing computer you've ever had?
Absolutely.
And it made me think of that, because you know what the most disappointing computer I ever bought was?
What was that?
The Star Wars laptop.
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to guess.
Because I got that in replacement of a desktop, and it was a gaming laptop, so I thought, okay, well, this is going to be amazing. And it was actually, it was a good laptop, but just, it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah, because hardware-wise, it was identical to the Sony one we had been using.
Right. So there was literally no point in me buying it, other than the fact that the Sony one wasn't ours, it was Lonnie's.
Right.
We were using it, and I wanted my own, and with me not being home as much, and Lindsay needing a new PC, I basically just gave her my desktop, and then I bought the Star Wars laptop, and I was super happy with it, because it looked so awesome, it had the sound effects and all that, but then I booted it up. And I remember it was right when Fallout 4 came out. And I traded in my Xbox copy of Fallout 4 because I'm like, I'm just going to play it on PC. It'll be better. Because I barely run it. I had to run it on low settings. And that was when I realized this is one of the most disappointing things I've ever purchased. But
especially for the price of it.
Yeah, because it was like $1,200.
Yeah.
Because it was Star Wars. I lied through my teeth about how great it was.
Because it was a spectacular looking laptop.
It was amazing.
Though it wasn't as cool as the other Star Wars laptops that got released.
That was after the fact, though, wasn't
it? Yeah. Because it was like the, I'm trying to remember who even made them. Was it
Lenovo.
Asus? Were they Lenovo?
Lenovo was the original ones.
I actually think they're really similar.
No. It was HP.
HP was the one you had.
Yeah, HP was the one I had. And I think Lenovo did
the other ones. Yeah, because they were the ones that bent, that one, the yoga pads or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking those looked so friggin' cool. There was an Imperial one and there's a Rebel one.
Because I wanted that Imperial one.
Yeah.
Which, again, the laptop that I had looked amazing. And it was a good laptop. It's just not what I wanted. And, like, it was a better computer than... Because I've had some real... I had one computer that crashed almost immediately. Like, bad. It was one of my first computers, and I remember, I'll never forget, I bought WCW Monday. We were talking about nostalgia. I bought WCW Monday Nitro on PC, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to play this on computer. This is going to be awesome. I installed it. It broke my computer. Or maybe my computer was already a piece of shit to begin with. I don't know, but I had to get another one. But this one was just the most disappointed I've ever been in, like, plugging in a new system, turning it on, like, let's rock, baby. And it was less Ash Williams and more, like, William H. Macy. Not sexy. Not sexy.
Hey, hold on.
I'm just not as sexy as Bruce Campbell.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
He's just not. The chin alone.
But I it's not fair to compare, like, William H. Macy if you're going to
on a sexual level.
Man, like...
Like, not on a... Because he's a great actor. He's a better actor than Bruce Campbell.
Oh, that's true.
But on pure sexuality, if chins could kill, you know?
I don't know. William H. Macy back in... oh, goddamn. What was that movie with all the heroes?
Oh, Mystery Men.
Yes, Mystery Men.
Because he was the shovel.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have a face to the name.
His power was that he could shovel well.
Shovels very well.
God, I need to go back and watch that movie. I love
that movie. Is terrible, but it's hilarious.
I haven't watched that movie since the 90s, and I'm really curious if it holds up.
The only part of that movie I could not stand was, I think it was Pee Wee Herman's character.
The spleen.
So stupid. Like, even that, oh, I hated it.
But then there was Kel.
Kel as the invisible. Can you see me? Yes.
He's only invisible if nobody's looking at him.
And Ben Stiller as Mr. Furious.
Yes.
He just gets angry and throws a fit.
He's like the Hulk, but doesn't get near as strong or turn green. Though the only actual cool one was the girl that had the bowling ball with the skull.
Her dad.
Yeah, it was her dad.
It was Janine Garofalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I got my big crush on Janine Garofalo. Hunter, hit that crush button. Shannon had a big crush on Janine Garofalo. Not just in that, but there was a movie that had like something about Must Like Dogs, I think is what it was. Because she did it. I think it was that. Let me look it up. It was a movie called, I want to say Must Like Dogs, and it was about her, and she was a veterinarian. And she falls in love with this guy, but she hosts a radio show about like dogs or something, and he falls in love with her, but he doesn't know what she looks like. So she instead has her friend Uma Thurman pretend to be her, and that is not the movie because I'm looking at Must Love Dog now.
I liked her in Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
What the hell was it called? I gotta look it up because this is back when I didn't think Uma Thurman was attractive, and I've totally changed my mind on that now. That is a pretty woman.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna look this up, Lindsay. You tell me what you liked about Romy and Michelle's.
It was just a stupid movie, but I liked it.
Keep talking.
I don't know. Someone else talk. I don't know.
I don't know nothing about it.
I was going to look up.
Another movie that she was in.
Because I was going to look up Janine Garofalo, and I realized I didn't know how to spell her name. It's The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
Okay.
I vaguely remember that title.
It was a good movie, because in the end, she found out that he didn't care about how she looked, which doesn't even make sense, because Janine Garofalo is really pretty.
That was a lot of those movies back in the day. Like, it was that trope of like the nerdy librarian. Like, it's actually a supermodel. She just lets her hair down, takes off the glasses. Whoa!
Didn't they make a teen movie based on that? Like, it was like where I think it was Rachel Lee Cook, maybe, where she was the ugly girl, but then she just took her hair down and her glasses off, and suddenly she was like the hottest girl in school.
Yeah, it was most of those movies. But yeah, I think I know the one you're talking about. It's the one that also has the phrase "you're not allowed to fall in love with me" or whatever.
Oh, I never watched it, Jesse. Even as a youth, Shannon didn't watch those movies. He was still watching horror films.
I mean, I did too. But because I'm trying to remember, like, I actually don't know if I've ever actually seen it.
I'm gonna look it up.
I just know that line was a big deal in it.
There's one thing
because it's something like it turns out she had cancer.
Well, Jesus, no, I don't think that was the same movie. That.
I don't know.
She, what was the name of this film?
I know, like, Cody.
Again, someone out there right now is just banging that. She's All That. And it did have Freddie Prinze Jr. I was going to make a joke that if you're talking about a 90s, like, romantic comedy, especially with,
see,
like,
this teens, is where it's 50-50
50 chance Freddie Prinze Jr. was in it.
This is where it's She's bad that I don't know actors and actresses' names because, yeah, no, I know that movie.
I think this is the one. The only thing I remember about this is that there's a part, and I might be wrong, where Freddie Prinze Jr. is, like, popular, and he makes this kid who's bullying this other kid eat, like, a piece of pizza with pubic hair on it.
I never saw that movie.
I don't think it's that one.
That's a thing that happens, right?
There is a movie that is in, but I don't think it's that one.
Huh. Anyway, we're way off topic here, but it is very nostalgic. Allie, tell us about Bonnie Franklin.
You mean Jenny Bosco?
Jenny Bosco.
Okay, so...
I want to apologize to Bonnie Franklin.
There's... a story with this. Whenever we went to Calvin's birthday dinner, my parents gave me
shout out to Watami's.
Yes.
Fantastic food.
My parents gave me my mail. And one of them, my dad hands this to me. He's like, I really debated opening this because it was from like the Salt Lake City area. And we don't know anyone from the Salt Lake City area. And so I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I start opening it. It's addressed like it's someone wrote it. Like it's a friend sent you a letter in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Open it. And it's a card with an avocado on it that says like...
Holy guacamole.
You're... Avo a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
And by the way, this is addressed to Allie.
It's addressed to me, to my parents' address. It looks like the return sticker fell off. And so I open... I'm like, okay, I'm not pregnant. And then I open the card, and there's a ton... of gift cards in it and like coupons, like actual like clipped coupons
and gift cards to baby places.
Yes.
Which is when I looked at Allie thinking like, what the fuck, Allie?
Well, my mom's looking at me going, what is it? Because she was curious. And I go, I looked at her. I was like,
oh, she knew. She was waiting for you to say you were pregnant is what it was.
And I was like, who thinks I'm pregnant and why? And so we're looking at
whatever
this.
Free gift cards is free gift cards, baby.
Well, hold on.
There's a reason why this person
is a motherfucker.
Yes. So we're looking through it. The gift cards are worth up to like $250 in total. They all say they're for like different things and they're for different websites.
And they're legit looking. These are plastic.
Not,
I mean,
they're like a really hard
cardboard
cardstock.
Yeah.
Almost. They're not full plastic. But on the inside it just pretty much is like, congratulations, hope you enjoy these from Jenny B. And I'm like, I also don't know anyone named Jenny B. So I'm always going, okay, so this probably was supposed to go to someone else.
Yeah, even though it had your name. They were like...
Someone else named Allie Hebert.
Well, not just Allie Hebert, Alethea Hebert.
Oh, shit.
Which there actually is another Alethea in the area, or there was, because we had the same eye doctor. I got their contacts once on accident.
Neat.
But we were sitting there, we were going, okay, so they didn't know this person well enough. And then we were like, but then why would they spend like $250? And so we're looking this up, and I'm on Facebook, and I type in Jenny B. And I see an article that has been shared through Facebook that just says, who's Jenny B and why does she think you're pregnant?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
So it's scam. Got
yes.
It.
So we started looking up more about Jenny B in this, and she is the owner of Mother's Lounge, LLC. That has an F rating on the Better Business Bureau.
Nice.
Because she has been sending these cards, the exact same cards, with a missing return address to everyone. They printed these cards like they were handwritten with thumbprints smudged on it. The thumbprint's the same part on every single card.
Yep.
And they printed it to where it looked like Sharpie bled through to the back.
Oh, they went all out.
They
Damn.
Did. But these gift cards, you can... use them, but they specifically say not cannot be used towards like shipping and handling. And when people put them into the websites, they increase the shipping price and the products are garbage.
That's
so she's
stupid.
Sending these out to people, obviously not paying for research because she's sending them to a lot of people that aren't pregnant and some men.
But maybe she got lucky. There may have been a couple women that were pregnant that were like,
or,
hey.
Or they know someone.
Yeah.
Oh, so I mean, it just says you're having a baby, right? It doesn't actually say you're pregnant. So, I mean, they could still go in
yeah.
there. Still, that's still reasonable to address it to men.
So, we were having a good laugh about this, but then I was thinking about it. One, it's a scam. Two, lots of people then had to either, like, disappoint their parents and say, no, I'm not pregnant.
Or make their parents feel better.
Yes, and be like, no,
like
I promise I'm not pregnant.
Right.
But then I also thought
and then
about...
then have the awkward like, but were you?
But what if... yeah.
Oh, that's because you've never had sex, right? Yes.
But then I also got to think about, well, she's just sending these out. There's a good chance someone that either is struggling to have a baby or just had a miscarriage or just found out they can't have a baby got one of these.
Whew. Yeah, no, that would suck.
It's a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
So. Well, mine's a little bit easier. Mine's just a valve.
Oh, because Half-Life?
For finally bringing out a new Half-Life game 12 years after people have been clamoring for it and making it a VR game.
Not just a VR game. A VR game exclusive to their headset.
And where you don't even play as Gordon Freeman.
Nope.
You play as Alex.
Yeah.
And like, to me, it reminded me of Diablo. Well, y'all have phones, right? What a shitty decision you made. You
know, speaking of like expensive stuff, I almost, like, I love them too much to do it, but I almost said Coheed and Cambria for my motherfucker of the week.
Why?
I know, right? I didn't, because I love them too much. Well, you know, okay, so I tell you.
That video? Yeah.
So did you see what that ended up being?
Is it a concert?
Almost.
No, I don't know.
They announced their concert cruise.
What?
Yeah, the tickets are now available for pre-order on the SS Neverender.
So they now have a ship named after...
It's not their ship or anything. Like, it's just a ship that they're renting out. It's going to be like a little mini music festival where they've got a bunch of different bands performing on the ship. It's a four-day cruise. And Coheed will be there. Like, Coheed obviously is headlining it.
Yeah, so how much are these tickets?
$850 a piece is the cheapest ticket.
Yep.
And you can only buy in bundles of two.
Hey, you know how you say you wanted to take that cruise still?
No.
Where are they going? Please tell me they're just going around like Jersey.
I think it's like Miami to the Bahamas and back.
I could do better.
I want to say that's what the trip is. But yeah, no, like, because I was really excited for, like, you know, maybe announcement of a Netflix show or, like, there's
new
so
album,
many things.
Even maybe, which I know is kind of premature, but.
Especially given the song, like, you're probably not that kind of situation. But then they, and then they're like, yeah, it's the cruise. I'm like, I remember hearing about this and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, because they were talking, like, they talked about it. I was like, would you know, any of you guys be interested in doing a cruise thing, like, months ago? And a lot of people are like, yeah, that could be neat. I don't think anybody was expecting to have to pay, because it's $850 a ticket, and you have to buy two, so you're spending minimum $1,700, and that's just on the cruise ticket. Like, you still have to obviously do your transportation down there and everything else.
Do you think that everyone that said, yeah, we're just like, because they're big fans, like, hey, guys, would you be interested in a cruise? And they're thinking, well, this is what's going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, that could be fun. Good news. We're announcing the cruise. Why? I'll be curious to see how well this does.
So, yeah, I mean, like, and the problem is, like, it's not like, you know, if they had just been like, hey, guys, cruise, you know, cool. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be on it. I would like to. I don't have that kind of, you know, dispensable income.
Taxes. When is the cruise?
It's like late next year.
Taxes.
But either way, no, I don't have the money for it. You know, like, and it's just, eh. So
I'd rather take that amount of money and go to Disney and go to Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Excuse me, Jesse was talking. Yeah, I would have. I was actually going to interrupt with that too.
But yeah, no, I was.
Lindsay and I have been talking about it.
I desperately want to go to Disney World and go to the Star Wars.
Well, nobody wants to go to Disney World. They just want to go to Galaxy's Edge.
No, yeah. I want to go to Disney. I mean, I do want to go to Galaxy's Edge.
I've never been to Disney. Who here has been to Disney? Raise your hand. Literally everybody but me. Probably everybody on the podcast
both,
but me.
But I was four when I went to the first one, so I don't remember much.
Yeah, I've been to Six
I've
Flags.
Been to Disney World. I've also
I've
been to Six Flags.
I rode the mine cart.
Disney World. I went because my marching band went.
I went because, not because the marching band went, but something kind of similar. My stepbrother was on a football team, and they were playing at Disney World.
That's
so
crazy.
That's cool.
I marched down Main Street towards the castle.
Because I know, like, it was like every 3 years or something like that, Cape Central got to go.
Every four. So if you were in band, you would get to go once. They stopped that the year after I got to go because they changed band directors, and the new band director was like, concert band needs something. Marching band travels to Illinois.
Oh, you spoil us. Because I used to live in Illinois. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a giant dumpster. Illinois.
No, so, don't chase me. I already have one of these.
Lindsay's having a Pokemon outburst.
I feel like we should maybe put her in a soundproof box at this point.
Give her a mute button that she can. But it does the opposite of like the cough button.
It lets me talk.
She gets pushed to talk.
Yeah.
But no, that's going all the way back. Like I would not be any amount of upset about this Coheed announcement were it not for the fact that they put out this video, they put out this promo material, and they're like 24-hour countdown clock, baby. Mm. And then we got a big announcement, and they're like, the SS never ended. And I'm like, oh.
you cruised right to the X button and got off that page.
Yeah, I was just like,
So I read this story today. You talk about the bat. We talk about the motherfuckers of the week. Sometimes we'll throw in a badass motherfucker of the week. And I think I read about one today, and I don't know the exacts of it. So you have to go to like the news pages to find out. But it's the story itself that's very cool. So it was a flight from China, I think. There was an elderly patient on the flight who was in so much pain, like excruciating pain. And they found out it's because something had happened where he had to go to the bathroom really bad but couldn't.
Oh, no.
And so he was in danger of rupturing his bladder or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a doctor on board, and the doctor ended up rigging up a system where they were going to pump the urine from the guy to relieve the pain because he was in danger of dying if it got so bad because it was really bad. But the problem is they couldn't get the pump into the guy's bladder, I think it was, or whatever.
Because I'm guessing he was basically trying to do a catheter.
Yeah.
And what he did was he took an oxygen mask and he took all these things. He MacGyvered it. He took all these things that he had available and just worked them together to make this thing. But because he couldn't get the thing in there, it didn't help. So he ended up sucking the urine out of the guy's bladder for 40 minutes straight and spitting it into like glasses and stuff to relieve the pressure.
Oh,
and
he
apparently sucked up 800 milliliters, I think is what it was.
Damn.
Wow.
So that guy, like, talk about going above and beyond the fucking Call of Duty. That guy's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah, no joke.
Like,
yeah.
That is the kind of story that inspires you, that makes you think maybe humanity won't turn out so bad. Because then you got the impeachment trial. Mm. Let's just not talk about it. Because this is one of those weeks where it's like, well, clearly Trump's a motherfucker, but then you go to KFES12's comment section and you see all the people defending it and throwing up the laugh emojis every time it says, Trump shot a dog in the face. Ha ha, liberals.
I
hate you people.
There's actually the one thing that just completely blows my mind. Like Trump, you know, did his little video with his notes about like he was talking about the just one small part of the ambassador's testimony. Sondland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ambassador Sondland's testimony where it says like, yeah, I asked him, you know, said all these theories and he's like, nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. That conversation, unfortunately for Trump, happened in September.
Yeah, months after the fact.
After he had already been caught. Trump and a bunch of Republicans are looking at this like, well, clearly, you know, testimony's over. Like, they think that Sondland's testimony has exonerated Trump. It's like, did you listen to the rest of it?
Well, that's like
any
like,
of it?
It's like the Mueller report. It exonerated him from Russia, right? Like, no. Literally, they said they just can't do anything about it. Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about it.
But this is just like, this is completely like ignoring everything but that one part.
So this is it, right? Like Trump's done at this point.
I mean, like I think they absolutely will impeach him.
I
still don't think that he gets removed from office, but he is definitely getting impeached.
He'll probably get impeached and reelected. Don't want it out there right now.
Please don't jinx us.
He'll be almost 80 if he serves a second term and he leaves office. The oldest living president to serve, which is insane.
And he had that real bad hospital incident.
Well, no, that, depending on who you talk to, that was just a standard thing they went and checked up on. Or he got
just
rushed.
Just didn't tell the doctor about it.
Yeah, big
deal.
He either set this up as a pre-examination for his like full examination that's coming up, or he was rushed to the hospital almost dead, depending on which website you go to. It's somewhere in the middle, probably.
I also loved the – did you see the Republican Party posted the like their Twitter account? Posted the x-ray saying Trump's fine, fake news can cut it out. And the x-ray was just like this cheesy ass like x-ray was, it's clearly Superman's got the shield on it and the cape.
So something I wish we had talked about last night on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And
what?
I wish I'd put it on there. You know, Ace is always like add stories and I forgot. Someone hacked the 2K Facebook and like Twitter pages last week. Like all of 2K.
Huh.
Really?
And on the WWE one, they changed the logo from, it's Roman and Becky Lynch on the cover.
Oh, no.
They changed the picture to the AEW logo. And for the cover photo, they put Chris Benoit's picture and it said Hall of Fame nominee.
Oh, no.
It's like, holy shit.
Oh,
no.
It was all funny until they started like dropping N-words and stuff on there. And I was like, oh, okay. Now you're
too far.
You're just a little piece of shit.
Yeah, because putting like the, you know, redacted Benoit.
Yeah. that's a cheap shot, but kind of funny.
Yeah.
But when you start like dropping N-words, not so funny anymore.
Because, so have they, because I want to say like you had told me about this a while back. They added back the shows that had Benoit in it, right? Like on the WWE network.
That he was in?
Yeah, because wasn't it for a long time, like the WCW episodes that he was in?
I actually don't know. No, I know what you're talking about. I don't. Because if you watch their network stuff of like, I think they do have the shows up, they just never acknowledge them.
Yeah, because I remember like it was there for a while, they were all removed. Like right. Anything that had been whined yeah. at all was gone, was not even there. And then they finally added it all back in.
And I mean, you have to. Because
there's
like,
so much.
You can't ignore the fact that he was there. But
and
yeah,
he was so extremely involved. Like he was very, very popular and very talented.
Speaking of ignore, not being able to ignore, I actually brought up Chris Benoit today in a point that someone on my Facebook has made. Do you know the, there's a web show called, I think it's the Awesome AJ Show. Ali, you know what I'm talking about? With the little kid that comes to CCW shows?
Yeah.
His dad posted a, I forget what exactly it was, but it was like it was a starter package for, didn't read the end of the story or something like that. And it was like Heisenberg and people like that. And someone actually argued, Heisenberg shouldn't be on this list. He was just a product of what humanity did to him and his back was out and all that. And I was like, yeah, but I don't feel like you should idolize the dude because he was still a monster in the end. You can't ignore everything he did because of one part. Like you can't ignore Chris Benoit's ending and just celebrate his life. Like you have to take the picture as a whole.
Right.
You know, Hitler was a great artist.
No, he wasn't.
Nobody remembers
the
that. No, he was a great artist.
He got rejected from art school.
What? Since when does being rejected from art school mean you're not a great artist?
That led him down his other path.
He got rejected, and then he also hated all the art that was famous at the time. So.
I mean, I hate art now.
Yeah, but I think, like, he was rejected to an all-Jew art school, I think was the problem, if I remember right.
There's something about just hearing the term all-Jew art school that I know isn't offensive, but it feels offensive.
Yeah, like, I probably should say Jewish there, but I'm pretty sure it's still fine.
Yeah, because, like, a person is, they're Jewish, they can be a Jew.
Right.
That's not an offensive term, but it sounds offensive when you say it out loud. I don't know why.
Well, I think it's the connotation.
Yeah, it's how you say it. Isn't there an It's Always Sunny bit about this where they keep saying Jew? He's like, it's fine. The context lets me say it's a Jew. Let's skip it.
Yeah.
Let's just move forward. Let's talk about next week is Thanksgiving. And No, that was the last thing I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Donkey Kong.
Today's the 25th anniversary of Donkey Kong Country.
He's going to get them rings.
Really? Also today, and this is important to Jesse, apparently Smash Brothers came out today. I don't know how many years ago, for the 64, the original one.
Oh, it would have been 19. It would have been 21 years? Because I think it came out in like 1998.
Has it been that long?
I don't remember.
Because I still feel like 98 was the Super Nintendo era, but I know you're right. I'm going to look it up.
I think it was 98, I think. Because I know Melee came out in 2001. And I remember it was a pretty short turnaround. And that's why I think it was like 99 or something like that.
Yeah, because that first Smash Brothers game was rough.
Man, it was fun. Yeah, I loved Smash 64. Like, I mean, it was phenomenal for the time.
Also, I feel like that person's a complete liar because I'm looking at it now. And it doesn't look like that. The first release of Smash Brothers was in January 21st, 1999.
Well,
maybe it was Japan.
Could have been. But I didn't think Japan was that far off of the U.S.
Let's see.
We usually have like a 6-month difference.
Released in Japan on January 21st, North America April 26th. So whoever you were on Gaming Grounds, you're a liar. You're a liar, and I'm going to remove your comment now, you piece of shit.
Maybe they were talking about Melee? I'm gonna look it up. Melee came out in 2001, but I don't remember when in 2001.
Still, that doesn't have the same impact. Yeah, okay, November 21st in Japan, Melee came out. So, wasn't the first Smash Brothers, and wasn't even in America.
Maybe they didn't know that there was a Super Smash Brothers before Melee.
That's sad.
That's sad.
But Donkey Kong Country definitely came out 25 years ago today, and I
DK.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cam.
It's not that good of a game. Man,
I enjoyed it. I was bad at it, but I liked trying to play it. Going
back to it now, it's an interesting game, and it was a pretty game, but by today,
Donkey Kong Country was great for the Super Nintendo.
It was good.
I loved Donkey Kong Country. That was a phenomenal platformer. Yeah.
It was not a great platformer.
It was a phenomenal platformer.
I was so bad at it.
I do not understand what your problem with this game is.
No, hold on now.
It's not Mario.
Mario was better.
Well, I'm not going to argue that.
Mario was better. Like, but yeah, I think it was when, it was one night we were here and we were getting ready to record and Double H was here. Yeah, we were going to do a CCW Live. And Hunter was here. And, you know, we used to have the thing where Hunter and I would just play video games until his wife got out of class and et cetera, et cetera. So Hunter and I booted up Donkey Kong Country on Super Nintendo. And we were both like, oh, my God, this is such a great game. We love this game. And as we played it, I think we both had the same thought of like, oh, this is rough. This is way rougher than I remember it being. And I've tried to play it since then. And, like, it's still fine, but it's not, like, I don't think it holds up nearly as well as, like, Mario World. Or not Yoshi's Island, because I never played it. I never wanted to play it. I have no interest in that game. I know a lot of people love it. Not for me. Mario World, though, still King of the Castle.
That's my favorite, yeah.
You know, Super Mario World was incredible.
I used to look forward to going to Sears because they had the demo up, and I would just sit there and play it while Dad looked at stupid tools that I didn't care about.
Oh, I would go to Pizza Hut in Charleston, and they had the old arcade machine where it had Mario World, NCAA basketball, and ActRaiser, and I would play the arcade version of Mario, and it had just a gigantic Super Nintendo controller that was like attached.
That's kind of neat. Yeah.
But still, Donkey Kong Country definitely has its place in history.
Yeah.
But it's
Donkey Kong Country is absolutely a classic.
It's not even the best Rare game though, because Rare did so many good games after that. Perfect Rare Dark, GoldenEye,
ton of games,
Killer Instinct,
like on Super Nintendo and N64. They had a ton of really good games.
Oh, what's that one game, Allie, with the squirrel?
Conker
was also on 64.
I don't know why you asked me that question.
I don't know. You like squirrels.
Banjo-Kazooie was Rare, weren't they?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was good stuff, too.
What has Rare done since they left for Xbox?
Well, I mean, there for a while, they were just completely done. But now Rare is, like, they just announced at XO19, which we would have talked about on Monday. Yeah, no, they just announced a new IP on at XO19.
And they're doing a new Battletoads too, aren't they?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Like we got the preview for that.
Yeah, because it looks
long time ago now.
Looks interesting. It's
supposed to be the indie game.
But yeah, so Rare's doing good for themselves. But some of the best games I think. Evan, I know Rare was around way before Donkey Kong Country, but Donkey Kong Country is the first game I remember by them.
Yeah, I don't remember anything they did on NES, but I'm pretty sure they existed then.
They did, because if you get the Rare Collection, or what was it called, Rare Replay?
Yeah.
They have a lot of the old like NES, and even before that games, and some of them are actually legitimately good games.
Now,
but
Rare did a lot of really good stuff.
They did Battletoads.
Yeah.
For Nintendo, which is a classic. There's your answer. So, yeah, that's very, very cool. And congratulations, happy birthday. They'll never do another Donkey Kong game. Because now they work for Microsoft.
Yes. Well, I mean, Microsoft and Nintendo's getting real buddy-buddy.
That's true. Banjo and Kazooie was in Smash.
Yeah.
So I would love to see Nintendo and Xbox just hook up.
Agreed.
Do you think Baby Yoda kind of looks like what it would be like if Nintendo and Xbox hooked up? Because it's little
that
and cute like Nintendo, but it's green.
Disney buys them both and merges them. And now their mascot is Baby Yoda.
And it's finally the game box that everybody always wanted. Now, Allie, I know you're not a fan of Baby Yoda.
I am a fan of Baby Yoda. I love Baby Yoda.
According to your Facebook.
Stop lying.
Shannon doesn't like Baby Yoda because it's being compared to a gremlin.
I compared it to a gremlin. I think it's cute.
Which one's cuter?
I don't want to choose.
Yoda. No, you have to. If you say you like Baby Yoda so much, you have to choose right now.
The answer is Baby Yoda.
Is the answer Baby Yoda?
I don't have an answer. I don't have to choose. I can love them both.
Gizmo's got nothing on Baby Yoda.
You hear what he's saying over there?
I can I got two arms. I can hold them both.
Baby Yoda can use
snuggle them both.
Baby Yoda can use the horse.
Their ears will start like batting each other. They can't
handle
it.
They'll make a game out of it. They'll just start bobbing their heads, and it'll be adorable.
Okay, but you guys have to remember that Baby Yoda is literally a baby. Gizmo's a grown ass thing.
I mean, in fairness, Baby Yoda's
cute.
Baby Yoda's 50.
That's true. He's 50.
That's a geriatric baby.
So Mike Branham posted maybe my favorite thing I've seen about Baby Yoda on that post. Did you see it?
Me showing my fake ID to the bouncer.
And it's Baby Yoda and the ID is Old Yoda. Oh, that might be my favorite one there. All right, so we only got about 20 minutes left. This is actually going way faster than I meant it to. So I wanted to talk tonight, since we're not going to be here next Thursday, which, spoiler alert, we're not going to be here next Thursday. It's Thanksgiving Day. Why would we be?
Jesus.
We'll be with our families, turkey. Or if we don't have families, we'll just be with turkeys.
That we're eating.
Are we doing anything for Thanksgiving like we always do? Or
definitely
are we just...
we'll hang out here at the studio, play some video games. I'll have Call of Duty at that point, so.
Yes.
Knock that out.
That would be fantastic. So what I wanted to do is just a list of, I said five things. I didn't know if you guys had more or less, depending on if you're, how many chromosomes you have. And we're going to talk about five things that we are thankful for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Five things that we found out about, things that we didn't know about before, things that are new to us.
Can it be something, it's not necessarily new.
Just whatever you're thankful about. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, you know what? It's Thanksgiving. Just open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the only caveat is you can't use Baby Yoda.
Okay.
Is Baby Yoda not on your list?
What?
So Baby Yoda's not on your list? Further proof.
You just said
Allie
I couldn't
Abair
use. Oh my God.
Does not
I
care for Baby
sometimes.
Yoda. So as always, we're going to start with Allie.
Uh huh. I figured you would. My first one is going to be Christmas spirit, because I really did not have much of it through college, especially last Christmas whenever I was working full-time in retail and going to school full-time, working on my senior show. So I was like dead tired and stressed out to the max. So I was just like, I want all of this to be over.
And now it is. And now you have no worries at all.
I mean, I have worries, but now I can focus more on decorating things and making them pretty.
We have decorated more this year than we have since probably 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when we still lived at the old apartment. But
the first apartment.
Yeah, but even then we stopped decorating as much over
That's
time.
That's because we lived with a Grinch.
We still live with that Grinch. But
I know, but he's mellowed some.
He has. I think he likes some of the Christmas decorations too. And thankfully, we've been put in a financial situation where we can afford to get some things.
I found a cool tutorial on making like big like snowflake decorations out of hangers.
Okay, we'll do it.
I'm thinking about
it. You only have a week to get
well,
it started.
Well, I'm off for 3 days, so.
Okay. We got a new Christmas tree.
Yes, which, it is pretty.
Yeah, not only is it pretty, it came pre-lit, so we didn't have to put lights on it.
The best kind of fake tree.
And it's got big lights and little lights on it, like big globe lights, to the point that I didn't even put garland on it because it's already so pretty, and they're like multicolored. It's on our Instagram. Like, I think all three of us put it on our Instagram.
I did not.
See, you put it on Facebook.
I haven't
posted
a picture of it yet. I was going to wait till the day to get some better pictures of the ornaments and stuff that are on it.
You see, the only kind of multicolor that I remember, especially back in the 90s, it was a big deal to have basically like the rainbow colored lights. You know, like all sorts of different colors.
Yeah.
Like the tree we have here in the studio, the white lights.
Yeah.
And I actually have, we have a Christmas tree for the first time in my apartment. I think that's the first time living on my own that I've ever had an actual Christmas tree set up. But yeah, we have that, and it's white lights. If there are any other colors, red and green with the white lights, I'm okay with.
So I'm going to show you a picture. This is our tree. You can't see it as well in this picture because I messed with like some of the tone a little bit, but the big globes are colored and then all the smaller lights are white. So you have both.
And you can actually make the big globes white.
Yeah, you can have a full white tree if you want. But I like the color. The color adds to it, I think.
Doesn't it also have an option where it can like fade?
It can fade from color to white. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's options.
The cool RGB LED stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like I have nothing against like, I understand it's personal preference. Just for me, my preference is like the white lights. Like I said, the store.
That's a good tree.
I like that because you have like the lights can be white. And then, you know, you put your red and your greens and all the other nice colors like on the, you know, in your ornaments, your garland,
right?
That kind of stuff.
I like a bright tree. I like my Christmas trees to be bright, and that's why I like white lights as well, because it makes it brighter. Mm. That tree is actually pretty bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a good vibe on it.
But all the trees that we've had the past couple years have just felt very dim. Like, even if they're lit up, they just seem dark. Like, you can't tell details.
The last green tree that we had, we ended up putting, I think,
like extra
two
lights.
Things of white lights and a thing of, like, colored lights, and it still felt dim.
Yeah. But this tree, boy, it shines like a beacon from heaven. And plus, we put these little scented ornaments on it, so it smells like a pine tree.
You walk in, and it punches you in the face.
It's not bad. We may have put all of them on it, not thinking properly.
Plus, they fade pretty quick. By Christmas time, you guys likely won't smell them at all.
Oh, don't say that, because I want it to last the full run. So I'll just buy more. Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, they're like $7. Jesse, what are you thankful for this year? Start us off with a second pick.
Baby Yoda. legitimately though, The Mandalorian, I am really thankful that that happened. I'm really thankful that it's good. Like, I have you seen the second episode yet?
Yes.
Remind me
third
afterward.
One is tomorrow. Right?
Yes, yeah. And remind me afterward. I do have some personal issues with it, but I'm still absolutely fucking loving it.
Okay.
Just Disney Plus in general, like, has turned out to be as good as I wanted it to be, like, or as good as I thought it would be.
Would you say it's the best streaming service available right
now? It's like five features that every other streaming service has away from being the best one out there.
It's getting there. Did I tell you they're working on their continue option button?
Oh, you did not, but boy, do I need
it. They're working on that.
Especially, like, binge watching through a TV show on Disney Plus is a nightmare. You have to remember the episode you left off on.
They did announce they're working on it. It's just
and that's baffling because
I don't know why that wouldn't be.
You could tell they based a lot of it on Hulu because it feels a lot like Hulu in places.
Yeah.
Hulu has that option.
Right?
Just take Hulu's option.
Yeah, but they were probably building theirs from scratch and just didn't think about programming that in for launch.
It feels so weird that was something that they didn't have.
I do not understand why that's something they don't have.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense at all to me. But whatever. Legitimately though, like, The Mandalorian is incredible. I'm finally watching through Star Wars Rebels, and I end up liking it quite a bit. I love me some Star Wars. I need to play Jedi Fallen Order
you
still.
You do. It's fantastic. I need to play more
of it. He was
playing
that the other day, and I'm just like, we're just going to put Clone Wars on.
Also, hey, if you don't have it already and you can get it cheap, I know you played it before. It's a good time to go back to Battlefront 2. They've added a shit ton of stuff, a new co-op mode. It's a lot of fun. I've been playing it the past couple nights.
I still have it. If I don't have Call of Duty on Black Friday, maybe we can play some Battlefront.
Play both.
Yeah.
We'll play both.
Yeah. After we get mad at Call of Duty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll play something we can be good at. Lindsay.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm so happy about Disney Plus. I've been watching Gummy Bears on my lunch breaks, and it just puts me in a good mood.
So, funny story, that guy we saw at the kid station, the mailman, mm-hmm. he came in and we talked about Disney Plus, and he mentioned Gummy Bears, how he'd been watching it. He's like, I don't remember it being that goofy and bad.
Dude,
that's called nostalgia.
That's completely what it was. Yeah. It's goofy as all get out. I totally forgot that the guy that voiced Garfield was Tummy Gummy.
Lorenzo Music.
Mm-hmm.
Muzak.
Yep.
My first one, and a lot of these are going to sound kind of petty because, you know, I didn't mean for this to be something like super in-depth or really meaningful. So, like, sometimes I'll like to, like, switch it up and we'll say a bunch of stuff, and then I'll say something like my mom or something and fuck with everybody. Not this time. This is all purely, material stuff for the most part. My first one is, it's going to sound weird, arcade machines. Because
you have three of them in the basement?
I have three of them. As a kid, having an arcade machine was like a dream of mine because I love arcades so much. And now, thanks to companies like Arcade 1UP and At Games, they have put out multiple, and there have been some before, but these made them really accessible. I mean, you can get an Arcade 1UP for $200. So you can find it for $75 if you can get one on sale. Apparently, they do it at Walmart occasionally. So
yeah,
I know people that
like
bought
one of the really old ones that weren't very popular.
And they're trying to clear space. Lindsay's upset about something. She's making the Lindsay face.
I have literally wasted 10 Ultra Balls on this.
Getting Pokemon.
Disgruntled Lindsay noises. The fact that I have those arcades in my basement, I got the Ninja Turtle arcade cabinet, I got the At Games Legends, and then I have the Street Fighter one, but I've modded it. It's just so cool that I have an arcade. Like, a kid never thought he would have an arcade machine. And the fact that I've got it, like, that's just, it just feels good.
Especially going back to our era, like, I pity the current generation, like, growing up, like, of gamers and everything. Like, on the one hand, yeah, they got it better than we ever did in terms of, like, video games and accessibility
and
everything. But, like, these kids will never know the joy that it was to go to an arcade with a roll of quarters.
Yeah, and friends, and jump on like a two-player cabinet, Ninja Turtles, X-Men, something like
that. Yeah, like any of that stuff. Like for me, it was usually my brother. But regardless, yeah, like we would roll into an arcade with like a roll of quarters. Like we'd play some pool. We'd play a ton of video games. Like it was.
There's no feeling like an arcade. There really isn't.
So Allie. Next, we need to get a pinball machine.
Now you know what? Lonnie's got one. We could probably get off them. Allie.
This wasn't new this year, but I started watching it this year. Queer Eye. And I haven't watched it yet, but they just released episodes where they went to Japan. I need to watch.
My roommate is a huge fan of the Japan episodes.
I need to watch them.
What episode? What show? Channel is that on? Is that Netflix still?
Netflix.
I'll give it to you. You were really excited about that.
Great.
Well, it's great. So you like them more than Baby Yoda?
Jesus Christ.
Jesse. All right, my next one, X-Men. Not just the return of the 90s X-Men via Disney Plus, but
the return of X-Men.
X-Men in comic books. Disney reacquired the rights to X-Men, so they decided to go all out in the comic books. Like the House of X, Powers of 10 stuff turned out to be phenomenal. Like Jonathan Hickman knocked it out of the park with that. And like so far I have read issue one of all of the books that have coming out of it that they've released. I've actually read all of the X-Men stuff that has been released so far.
And that's impressive.
There's a lot of it. There's so much. And there's a lot of really good stuff too. Like I was not expecting to like Marauders near as much as I do. Like, I highly recommend for anybody out there that's kind of like, I kind of want to get back into X-Men. Like, yeah, House of X, Powers of 10, it's a little weird. Like, you don't necessarily need to read it to jump into all these books. You could just skip all of the tie-in stuff, which is basically like the white pages with all the black text on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of not, I mean, it's necessary to the overall story, but I don't really know how necessary it is to what's going on right then and immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true. There's some of that.
And he's contradicting himself.
Yeah, I know.
Don't make me go Jim Jordan on you, too.
X-Men is great, and I love it, and I'm really, really, really enjoying what they're doing with X-Men.
I'll take it. Lindsay.
The massive love for Mr. Rogers on social media with the new movie coming out also has just made me super happy this year. As being someone from Pennsylvania near the Pittsburgh area.
Who grew up on Mr. Rogers.
Yes. It just makes me happy.
Well, that's lovely.
Was that a good Mr. Rogers? Was that pretty accurate?
It was all right.
Well, mine's very similar to Mr. Rogers because it's somebody in the entertainment industry that's beloved by many, many. And I just found out about him this year. You ready for this? Neil Breen.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you found out about him this year?
I have watched his stuff this year, at least.
So much.
This is the year that I got to watch it.
Did he tell you we sat through a Neil Breen film
I watched another one without you guys. Oh, yeah.
I've watched.
And he keeps sharing the videos to that infamous, the legendary PZ85 group chat.
Which I may or may not be blacklisted from right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm like...
But I'm dead serious. God. Like there is very little that brings me as much joy right now as
those
Neil
laptops.
Breen.
Fucking Neil Breen.
His films are, you can't describe them. Like clearly they're bad, but
so bad.
But there's something about it. Like him in general. I can't stop watching it.
The slow pans. The editing that takes forever. Like the one where he's like, "Look at this mushroom,"
and it takes 30 seconds to dissolve.
Yeah, 30 seconds of him just looking at like the kid holding out his hands.
I still like him trying to nuzzle the hawk.
Yeah, that was.
Neil Breen is an inspiration to anyone that has a little bit of money and said, "I want to make a movie." It's like he clearly has no. I don't want to say he has no talent for it because there's a lot of people that make bad films that never reach the level of Neil Breen.
Well, because Neil Breen has the funding.
Yeah, well, somehow. You wouldn't know it by looking at his DVDs.
Because isn't Neil Breen himself just like, wasn't he rich beforehand?
Yeah, he's an architect in Vegas. So he has the, and like I said, he just goes, I want to make movies. Fuck everyone that doesn't like it. I'm making them for me.
Right.
You got to respect that. Like even people that tear his movies apart go, I respect what he's doing.
Yeah.
So Neil Breen.
He's making no money on these films.
No, he's just doing it
purely for his own entertainment.
He's doing it for the love of it.
Neil Breen, AKA
God, so that he can have sex with really hot women.
Only on camera.
Only on camera.
Nude scenes. All right, so Neil Breen.
Awkward nude scenes.
Neil Breen is the baddest motherfucker of the century. Allie.
Pokemon's Detective Pikachu.
Yes!
That made me super happy this year.
I exploded with excitement at Detective Pikachu.
It was so good.
I forgot that was this year.
Yeah, because this year has been so nuts.
There's been so much happening.
This year has been that weird, like, stop-go where it's really slow and then just zooms by.
It feels super slow, but when you think about... Oh, yeah, that was this year.
Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, that was this year.
Because I keep thinking to myself, like, my God, how long have I been doing this House 100 thing at CCW? It's been forever. It was January when we started. I'm like, it's only been a year.
It hasn't even been a year.
Yeah. But it feels like I've been doing it forever. So I'll take it. Detective Pikachu.
Yes.
Very... like that movie. Very hands-on with that movie. Jesse.
Borderlands 3.
Lindsay. No, I kid. I kid. I kid because I love.
He hasn't talked about it enough on Nerd Up this year.
That's true. Good. And Hype Train.
Oh, and
just
Hype Train.
Just go listen to any one of those episodes and you'll understand why Jesse put this on his list.
No, yeah, the thing about Border, like, I understand that, like, it had its issues and there's a lot of people, like, I think I'm the only one that was super excited about it that actually ended up liking it all that much. Like, I know Asa liked it a bit. Dalton less so. Trevor hasn't, I guess, had time. I know
that surprises me.
Hunter Dalton was a little disappointed. I have absolutely loved the game. I beat it level capped on Xbox. I'm working on it on PC now.
Oh, you doubled up?
Oh, yeah.
Bought it twice?
Well, because I got it with my new graphics card.
Oh, yeah, you got a code.
I got a free version of it.
I got you. I got you.
God, it's so good. I love Borderlands.
Lindsay.
So much fun.
My opportunities this past year with Cape Comic Con and Cape Anime Con, I got to help out with three different voice actors.
It's true. You hung out with Veronica Taylor.
Which Veronica Taylor recently made a post about Sword and Shield and made me cry again because she's just so sweet and nice and gave positive stuff. And like I was watching the video tearing up. Because
it's a positive game, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I do have one thing real quick about that. It was something I was going to bring up on Nerd Up and I didn't get a chance. About Sword and Shield.
Is it about Dexit?
No.
Because y'all can shut the fuck up about Dexit.
Listen here, you fucking godless sodomites.
Oh, shit!
If you don't like the game, don't buy it. That's fine. Stop harassing people on social media that did. Let other people enjoy things, you pieces of shit.
Hey, guess what, social media?
Fair.
I enjoyed Sword and Shield. This is the most
I've... think I've been playing now until my battery just died?
This is the most I've ever played of a Pokemon game, by far. I'm 4 badges in. I've never even been 1 badge in.
No, you've gotten... I think you got to your 3rd gym and gave up on a past game.
In Pokemon X, you got pretty far.
I was
going to
say, yeah, because X and Y, you played for
you really wanted that chestnut.
This is my favorite Pokemon game ever. Yeah. So fucking fight me on social media, you little bitches.
And if you don't, like I said, you whatever, you don't care about like the Pokedex, there's a lot of things to dislike about the game as the hardcore fans. Like, that's fine, I get it. Stop sending like hateful harassing, because like I see people post about like streamers and stuff like that. And other like whatever you want to influencers, whatever you want to call them, that are talking about how much they're enjoying the game, and they're getting like hateful messages on social media about like how they're contributing to the downfall of Pokemon and all this other bullshit, and like a really like hateful, gruesome shit. And I'm like, fuck
I'm
you.
Really enjoying the multiplayer that's in it. Like,
well, because you're not playing with these people.
Yeah, well, like, they can
just,
shove it.
And just let people enjoy things. Like, if you don't want it, don't buy it.
Oh, it's like,
and move on.
This is the same song and dance a million times. When Ghostbusters 2016 came out and everyone's like, you're ruining Ghostbusters. I mean, you can still go watch Ghostbusters, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It still exists. Let other people have it. Like,
right.
Let people like what they like. God, it's not hurting anybody. Ghostbusters is coming out with a new movie with the original cast and all that. So did that 2016 film, did it rape your mother and kill your father? What happened?
It showed there's still interest in Ghostbusters.
There's always interest in Ghostbusters. Right. Congratulations to Lindsay. Back on topic.
Yes, Shannon.
She got to, I'm gonna praise her a little bit because she got to work with some big names. We got to work with some big names this year. It's the most successful we've been here on the show.
Having Veronica Taylor on the show was a big deal, and I was really happy about that.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And I have officially joined Amanda's team.
And Animal.
For Comic-Con and Anime-Con, so...
Shout out to WWE's Animal.
Hopefully we'll have
Animal.
Some other opportunities as well with the podcast.
Very nice, very nice.
I like opportunities. I like that Ken Murphy, for the most part. my next one is Poppy. It's spoiler alert.
Poppy is growing on me.
Poppy is like, I don't think I've become this obsessed with an artist this quickly since probably Coheed and Cambria. Like, Taylor Swift for me was a slow burn. I heard her music and I kind of liked it, and over time I liked it more. But Coheed, the first time I heard a Coheed song, I was hooked. The first time I heard Poppy, I was hooked. Like, I don't think I've loved an artist this much in a long, long time. I just adore her music, and I adore her whole gimmick. Like, I just think she's amazing. So, and Caleb Carter does too. He's apparently a big Poppy fan. So me and him have kind of bonded over Poppy a little bit. So, yeah, love Poppy. Allie.
This is another one that's been around for a really long time, but I started watching it this year. Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yeah. I finally subscribed to WoW Presents Plus so I can watch the UK episodes that they just finished airing, and I haven't even finished the first episode.
I just don't understand how many sassy drag queen shows you can watch in one time. They're all so sassy.
I love it.
Do you love it more than Baby Yoda?
Have you watched Tuong Fu?
Thanks for everything.
Julie Newmar.
She doesn't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay, we have to show her Tuong Fu.
Well, you show it to her.
I will.
I'll be in a different room.
But it's so funny.
Do you know what that movie is, Jesse? Nope. So, all right. Hold on.
You go ahead.
It's a movie starring Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo.
Okay.
As drag queens.
Oh.
Yeah. It is weird.
All right.
It's fabulous.
And the title of the movie is literally...
RuPaul is in it.
Yes. And the movie is...
RuPaul's the worst part about Drag Race. Not gonna lie.
Bitch. Don't fuck it up.
Don't meet your heroes is a pretty common phrase around...
RuPaul?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's done so much you can't even criticize him, really. He's above criticism.
Okay.
Jesse.
I paid off my last high interest loan this year.
Yay!
That's something to be thankful for.
Last month. November. It was November 2nd was my last payment of the last of my high interest loans that I took out in my foolish youth.
That is something to celebrate. If I had a drink, I'd toast it. But unfortunately, I'm all out of grape, GT grape NOS. If only there was a company that could send me more, because I would drink it all.
He would be grateful.
I would be grateful.
Grateful.
I'm gonna go ahead and ask that you don't.
Why?
Because that cannot be healthy for you.
Oh, it's proven to be the healthiest one. Lindsay, go.
Ooh. Well, since Jesse brought it up, I'm thankful I have finally paid off my student loan, and I paid it in full, no debt forgiveness, etc.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone's, yeah, well.
I started paying mine this year.
Coincidentally, my next one, I'm just going to say one thing and then we're going to move on. Trevor Howard. Allie? That's all I'm saying about it. Allie?
See, now we're getting to the part where I don't.
This is the last one.
This is the last one.
Yeah, you got this.
Can I end? Or can
oh, we can make you last. Okay. We'll make you last. It could be World of Warcraft. You started playing that. Star Wars Galaxy. Oh, Star Wars.
I was playing World of Warcraft last year.
You found out about strap-ons.
What?
No, Shannon, that was for you.
Jesse, go ahead. We'll come back to her.
All right. My last one is going to be Soul Taco. whenever I go to St. Louis, for the longest time, it's been, if I go to St. Louis, I'm probably eating at Salt and Smoke, which is a barbecue place up there that's on the loop. They apparently are actually opening up two more locations. It's phenomenal barbecue. And the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Well, that might ding Lindsay's ear. She might want to go up there. Because Lindsay, and maybe Allie, big fan of mac and cheese.
Yes.
Who isn't a big fan of mac and cheese?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you like it more than Baby Yoda?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, yeah, no, just phenomenal mac and cheese. But then earlier this year, I went on it was a work trip with my boss. He and I went to the Loop, and he had heard about Soul Taco and wanted to try it out. So we did that instead of Salt and Smoke, because he's also the one that told me about Salt and Smoke. And now when I go to the Loop, I have a very difficult decision to make between Salt and Smoke and Soul Taco. Soul Taco is spelled Soul like as in Seoul, Korea.
Right.
Because it's Mexican-Korean fusion food.
Huh.
And it is out of this world good. Like, the burritos are the size of, like, old-school Burritoville burritos.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so good. Like, everything on the menu that I've tried so far
is incredible. I miss old Burritoville.
Same.
Yeah. When it was their prices.
When it was five flat, like, that included tax, you handed them a $5 bill, and they handed you a burrito the size of your fucking forearm.
It was basically Baby Yoda.
Like, I could have
count how many times we said Baby Yoda in this episode.
Well, Star Wars should give us, no.
No, no. But yeah, I mean, I could have that bitch cut in half and I would have two meals. Not Baby Yoda, the burrito.
Jesse, we need another clarification.
Jesse, eat your greens. Lindsay?
Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, which at this point I have finished without you.
Oh, you bitch.
Because I will finish watching it with you again because it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go.
Good, because it's like watching Rogue One or the prequels.
Uh-huh.
You know it's going to end badly because it has to end badly for the originals to happen.
Yep.
And that's how I felt about Dark Crystal. I was like, I like these characters, and I don't want bad things to happen to them.
I like the characters. I love the production value they did with it. I love how true it has stayed to the original and still somehow managed to look better.
Yeah, way better. Yeah, fantastic.
I still love my Skeksis, even though they're evil, evil bastards.
I don't like them.
You haven't met the heretic yet. You need to meet the heretic.
We'll see. My last one is Hey Jim. And actually, it's not just that. I'm segueing that into my actual thing I'm thankful for, which is our audience. Because, no, I'm being dead serious. So yeah, the Hey Jim thing has caught on with so many of our fans and so many of our like really dedicated fans to where like I'll just get that as a reply to things I post or on Twitter or something. They'll just hit me with Hey Jim. And like the fact that we took this random 5-second clip from a T.I. song and we turned it into like a catchphrase that we all kind of like say to each other. That's just fantastic.
But we are not thankful for T.I.
We're not thankful.
Well, no.
I'm only thankful for T.I. because he gave me that, but what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He might be motherfucker of the year, honestly.
That's a tough one. Well, no, we already gave Donnie Turner.
Donnie Turner's got the Lifetime Award.
He has the Lifetime Achievement Award.
But yeah, so you fans, I am thankful for you fans because this is our fourth year. We're going into our fifth year
that's
of doing
so crazy
Podzilla 1985.
To think about.
And
yeah, no,
we continue to grow every month. Like, it gets better and better, and that's because of you guys. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier with you guys. So thank you so much.
Also, you can find us on Twitter if you want to. Hey, Jim, Shannon.
I think mine's PZ85's Mr. 100.
Yep.
So, at me.
Yeah, no, if you just search PZ85,
you can find most of us.
You'll find most of us.
Yeah, we put that tag in front of our.
Yeah, because I know, like, I'm PZ85JK.
I don't have
PK,
a Twitter.
PZ85, Five Star Man.
I have an old Twitter that I don't use, and it's not connected to this podcast.
PZ85 Lil Fitty.
What does that mean?
It means that PZ85 is not a
this
part
of
the
episode.
Yeah, PZ85 Lil Fitty.
Mandy should be back sometime next month.
She is, yeah. We're excited about that.
She's taking a break off from her other job at the Wing Library.
The chicken library.
To be with us for the month of December, I believe.
Yeah, so Lil Fitty coming back. That's always exciting.
Making a return.
Hey, Allie.
Okay, so mine, my last one, is the animators for the Sonic movie.
Because they took all that time and listened to everyone?
Yes.
And holy shit, the new Sonic looks great.
Or it was always that way, and they released the first one.
This is a marketing ploy?
Yeah. It's a marketing ploy. That's a conspiracy theory.
They released what it cost to
it was only like 5 million. Let's just say only 5 million. But yeah, there is a conspiracy theory that says that it was always intended to look that way. They released the original as a marketing ploy to get people angry about it so that it's like new Coke.
To build up hype.
I feel like the people that are spreading around that conspiracy are like, they're just sitting there. They're the motherfuckers that are like, well, shit, they did what we asked. Now I have to buy a ticket.
Now I got to think of a reason not to.
And yeah, now this is their excuse to not buy a ticket. They're like, this was their plan. No company listens to their audience like that.
I mean, people are they're learning.
We hope they're learning. Unless it was a ploy, but like.
Also the meme that's like, Mom, you won't get anything by complaining, me. And then it just shows the new Sonic trailer.
Yeah, I liked one that says, I can't believe y'all bullied an entire company into.
Yeah!
But to be fair, it looks so much better, and I'll be there.
I'm
buying a ticket
to it.
I'm
excited
to
see it now, and I'm not really a big Sonic fan.
Yeah, I'm buying a ticket.
I always
love
Sonic. I love Sonic. I mean, you know, not so much past the Genesis, but, you know. Hey, then in Smash, he's one of my favorites.
Sonic Generations was great.
Sonic Generations was really good.
Xbox 360.
I mean, they've had a couple that have been pretty good. The Ultimate Genesis Collection, obviously.
Yeah.
Generations was good. Sonic 4 was pretty good. So, you know, he's been up and down. The racing games were fun, but when they put him in Smash, that was when I think we hit peak Sonicness. because as a kid, getting, you know, we'll finish this up on a nostalgic note. As a kid, Sonic versus Mario was like the thing.
It was like the ultimate rivalry.
Yeah, that was the ultimate rivalry. And now you can actually beat the shit out of each
Sega
other.
Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, go out of business.
That's right. Oh. All
right. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will not be back next Thursday, so you're going to have to wait 2 weeks before we're back again. 2 weeks before you can hear the F word. Turn into Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We'll say it.
Probably, yes.
We've pretty much thrown the rules out the window there. In fact, I think Jesse's show is the only one that is PG at this point. Because even I want to believe we're throwing out curse words.
Yeah.
But less than this fucking show. All right. Until then, the balcony is closed. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on Monday for Nerd Up. This time, full length.
That's right.
No more shorts.
I've got a laptop. It's going to work. I'm no longer using that piece of shit Dell. Everything will be fine.
Mr. 100 5-Star Man on Tuesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted on Wednesday, and then we're taking the rest of the week off for Thanksgiving. If this is the show you listen to more than anything, you're not going to be with us next week. We're going to miss you, but have a happy Thanksgiving. We hope you guys are safe and filled with food and love. So until then, until we're back, you guys take it easy. Later.
Hey, Jim.